I'm Graham Pasco, continuing the music program. And my first two selections this time are from a musical production for which the lyrics were written by Alan J. Lerner and the music by Frederick Lowe.
Maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could swim Loch Lomond and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. When we walked up the brae, not a word did we say. It was and her arm linked in mine made the world kind of fine. It was seems to be like a bell that keeps ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling.
That's what I like to do, see the heather, but with you. The mist of May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. So take my hand and let's go roaming through the heather.
The morning dew is blinking yonder. There's lazy music in the rill.
And all I want to do is wander through the heather on the hill.
There may be other days as rich and rare. There may be other springs full and fair, but they won't be the same. They'll come and go for this. I know that when the mist is in the gloaming and all the clouds are holding still, if you're not there, I won't go. The heather.
clouds are holding still. If you're not there, I won't go roaming through the heather on the hill. The heather on the
Wasn't that a delightful duet by Jane Powell and Robert Merrill, The Heather on the Hill? And before that, you heard Gene Kelly sing Almost Like Being in Love, both songs written by Lerner and Lowe for Brigadoon, introduced in New York in 1947. A notable event in popular music occurred in about this time of the year, 15th of March, in fact, in 1955. And that event was Fats Domino recording Ain't That a Shame. He was one of the songwriters, and it was covered by Pat Boone, and Pat Boone's recording became a hit.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Heart, when you said we'll part, ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Farewell, goodbye.
From Pat Boone's recording of Ain't That a Shame in the 1950s, I'm going to take you into 1960 with a couple of popular records.
you're such a sweet millionaire. While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy. But when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Finnan haddie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Dad, 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 yeah. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, and my daddy, he treats it so well. Though other dames at football games may make a play for the graddy, I never dream of making the team, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Diddly ooby 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 daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Diddly ooby dee ooby ooby daddy. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy.
After Connie Francis' hit from 1960, Everybody's Somebody Fool, you heard My Heart Belongs to Daddy. It was a hit in 1967 for Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. But the recording that I played was made years ago by Mary Martin. In fact, Mary Martin introduced that song, written by Cole Porter, in a New York show in 1938, My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
A boy for you
and a girl for me.
Can't you see how happy we will be?
Hi, gang.
Hi,
I was wondering when you were going to show up. Say, you mind if I join you?
Yes, you can.
Now will you just me for you and you for me alone.
Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations for weekend vacation. We won't have it, no living, we owe it everyone.
Now day will break and you'll wake to start to bake a sugar cake for me to take for all the boys to see. A boy for you and a girl for me. Can't you see how happy we will be?
Will you play a piano solo, piano solo, piano solo, piano solo?
Thank you.
That was Tea for Two. Quite an old song. Written by... Who was it written by? Oh, yeah, Vincent Newman's and Irving Caesar back in 1925 for a show called No, No, Nanette. And the recording that I played was made by Nat King Cole, Tea for Two. In my program, normally at about this time, I play a single record of... someone whom I designate as a singer of renown. Today I'm going to do something rather different because it's the anniversary in March 1956, the first performance of Broadway's My Fair Lady was performed. It was described as a ragout of beautiful songs. Lerner and Lowe wrote them, and of course it was so successful that in 1964 Hollywood made a movie of My Fair Lady. The show was an adaptation, a musical adaptation of Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, put to music, written by Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe, set in London in 1912 as Professor of British dialects, Henry Higgins tells a Cockney flower girl, Eliza Doolittle, that he can teach her to speak like a lady. Can that really be true? Eliza expresses her own ambitions with this song.
Quit, Professor Higgins. Quit, Professor Higgins.
Stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Hi, George, she's got it.
Oh.
Hi, George, she's got it. Now, once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that soggy plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. Ha-ha!
Hereford and Hampshire.
Hurricanes hardly happen. How kind of you to let me come.
Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that blasted plain?
In a Spain, in Spain.
The rain is Spain's face, mainly in the plain.
We just heard, pardon me, The Rain in Spain, sung by Julie Andrews in the New York production of My Fair Lady. The Rain in Spain has shown that Eliza can be taught to speak like a lady. But there's another part of the plot which is entertaining, and that is Eliza's father, Alfred P. Doolittle, is a bit of a devil. He has some views about bachelorhood and marriage, and expresses the latter this way.
The Lord above gave man an arm of iron so he could do his job and never shirk. The Lord above gave man an arm of iron, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, someone else will do the blinking work. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll never work. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, to see if man could turn away from sin. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when temptation comes, you'll give right in. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll give right in. Oh, you can walk the straight and narrow, but with a little bit of luck, you'll run amok. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, to share his nest and see his food is cooked. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and not get hooked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't get hooked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming luck, they're always throwing goodness at you, but with a little bit of luck, a man can duck. The Lord above made man to help his neighbour, no matter where, on land or sea or foam. The Lord above made man to help his neighbour, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you know, it comes around, you won't be home. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't be home. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of
Eliza's father, Alfred P. Doolittle, sung by Stanley Holloway, A Little Bit of Luck. But Eliza has been willing to be taught to speak nicely by Professor Higgins because she has some ambitions.
It's rather dull in town, I'll think I'll take me to Paris. The missus wants to open up the castle in Capri.
Me doctor recommends a quiet summer by the sea.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one for me to eat, lots of coal making lots of heat, warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting absolutely still. I would never budge till spring crept over the windowsill, someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely, 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 lovely. for me to eat. Lots of cow, Mike, lots of meat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sit it absolutely still. I would never budge till spring crept out from the windowsill.
Someone said, resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be.
Who takes good care of me? Oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
Lovely.
Lovely.
Wouldn't It Be Lovely, sung by Eliza Doolittle, and in the motion picture, and that was the recording you just heard, it was sung by Audrey Hepburn, although actually the singing was dubbed by Marnie Nixon, who was quite substantial in singing for others in motion pictures. Well, as Rex Harrison, in the role of Professor Higgins, was becoming exasperated in trying to teach Eliza Doolittle how to speak better, he expressed this.
Have you ever met a man of good character where women are concerned?
Well, I haven't. I find the moment that a woman makes friends with me, she becomes jealous, exacting, suspicious, and a damn nuisance. And I find the moment that I make friends with a woman, I become selfish and tyrannical. So here I am, a confirmed old bachelor, and likely to remain so. Well, after all, Pickering, I'm an ordinary man who desires nothing more than just an ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man am I, of no eccentric whim, who likes to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. Well, just an ordinary man. But let a woman in your life, and your serenity is through. She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then go on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you. Let a woman in your life, and you're up against a wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind. And so rather than do either, you do something else that neither likes at all. You want to talk of Keats or Milton? He only wants to talk of love. You go to see a play or ballet and spend it searching for her glove. There's a woman in your life and you invite eternal strife. Let them buy their wedding band for those anxious little hands. I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be drilling than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a very gentle man, even-tempered and good-natured, whom you never hear complain, who has the milk of human kindness by the quart in every vein. A patient man am I, down to my fingertips, the sort who never could, ever would, let an insulting remark escape his lips. A very gentle man. But let a woman in your life, and patience hasn't got a chance. She will beg you for advice, your reply will be concise, and she'll listen very nicely, then go out and do precisely what she wants. You are a man of grace and polish, who never spoke above a hush. Now all at once you're using language that would make a sailor blush. Let a woman in your life, and you're plunging in a knife. Let the others of my sex tie the knot around their necks. I'd prefer a new edition of the Spanish Inquisition than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a quiet living man who prefers to spend the evenings in the silence of his room, who likes an atmosphere as restful as an undiscovered tomb. A pensive man am I, a philosophic joy, who likes to meditate, contemplate, free from humanity's mad inhuman noise. Quiet living man. But let a woman in your life, and your sabbatical is through. In a line that never ends, come an army of her friends, come to jabber and to chatter and to tell her what the matter is with you. Have a booming, boisterous family who will descend on you en masse. She'll have a large Wagnerian mother with a voice that shatters glass. Let a woman in your life. Let a woman in your life. I shall never let a woman in my life.
You're listening to a selection of songs from Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady. That was Professor Higgins, Rex Harrison, singing I'm Just an Ordinary Man. The next one is something from the father of Eliza Doolittle, who is fairly convinced that he should not get married. Quite a challenge. But it seems that he somehow was won over and is in fact looking forward to what's going to happen to him.
Just a few more hours, that's all the time you've got. A few more hours before they tie the knot.
There's drinks and girls all over London, and I gotta track them down in just a few more hours. Set them up, me darling. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in me prime. Girls, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me, but get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, me out the door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass, and get me to the church.
Get him to the church.
For God's sake, get me to the church on time.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Some bloke's able, lift up the table, and get me to the church on time. If I am flying, they shoot me down.
If I am wooing, get her out of town. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong the bell, not the chime.
Feather and Tommy, call out the army, but get me to the church.
Get him to the church.
Starlight is reeling down to bed now.
London is waking, daylight is breaking.
Good luck, old chum, good health, good luck.
I'm getting married in the morning.
Hail and salute me, then fall off and with me, and get me to the church, get me to the church, for God's sake, get me to the church.
Professor Higgins has taken Eliza to a society ball where she succeeds brilliantly and reflects on her enjoyment and her situation.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to sit it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in. I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so. Why all at once my heart took flight? I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced, danced, danced all night.
It's a three, no, don't you agree? No, she ought to be.
I could have danced all night and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once?
Julie Andrews as Eliza sang I Could Have Danced All Night. But the last song in this wonderful score has Professor Higgins singing, in this case, it's Rex Harrison, of course.
I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune that she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again. I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. Marry Freddy. What an infantile idea. What a heartless, wicked, brainless thing to do. She'll regret it. She'll regret it. It's doomed before they even take the vow. I can see her now, Mrs. Freddie Eynsford Hill, in a wretched little flat above a store. I can see her now, not a penny in the till and a bill collector beating at the door. She'll try to teach the things I taught her and end up selling flowers instead, begging for her bread and water. While her husband has his breakfast in bed. In a year or so, when she's prematurely grey and the blossom in her cheek has turned to chalk, she'll come home and lo, he'll have upped and run away with a social climbing heiress from New York. Poor Eliza. How simply frightening. How humiliating. How delightful. How poignant it'll be on that inevitable night when she hammers on my door in tears and rags. Miserable and lonely, repentant and contrite. Will I take her in or hurl her to the wall? Give her kindness or the treatment she deserves? Will I take her back or throw the baggage out? Well, I'm a most forgiving man. The sort who never could, ever would. Take a position and staunchly never budge. It's a most forgiving man. But I shall never take her back. If she'll crawl you on her knees, let her promise to atone, let her shiver, let her moan. I'll slam the door and let the hellcat freeze. Marry Freddy. But I'm so used to hear her say good morning every day. Her joys, her woes, her highs, her lows are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I'm very grateful she's a woman, and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit one can always break. And yet, I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air, accustomed to her face.
Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed that selection of songs from My Fair Lady, written by Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. And My Fair Lady opened in New York in about this time in 1956. Just about time for me to say au revoir. Hope you've enjoyed the program. I'll be back in a week's time to present morning music as usual.